The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
This one. Okay. So one thing that I wanted to just talk about, maybe just a few minutes here for our happy hour, is this recognition. I think all of us know this, but sometimes it's helpful to be reminded that all of us, everybody, just want to be happy. They want to have a sense of well-being. They want to find some peace. They want to have a certain amount of ease and to not suffer, to not have difficulties. And sometimes we go about procuring or getting or trying to create that happiness in ways that are skillful and helpful and appropriate, and sometimes in ways that are unskillful. That's part of the human experience, is to find our way with this, like what is helpful and what isn't helpful. I mean, that's such a big part of practice, right? Just kind of discovering, okay, when I'm grabbing onto things and clinging to them so much, right? That thinking that this is going to be a source of lasting happiness, and then discovering, well, of course, it's not a source of lasting happiness. There might be some pleasure and there might be some ease, but this, anything that we're clinging onto, is not going to be a source of lasting happiness, because things don't last. It's this lasting part, right? They're changing, and clinging is not a movement that brings ease. Clinging is the opposite of ease and well-being. But not only us, right? We're not the only ones that, of course, that are trying to find our way to happiness, develop a philosophy of happiness, try to develop a lifestyle that promotes happiness, everything about our life so often is about the way that we can have more ease and well-being. But all of us are doing this. Everybody is doing this. And sometimes it's difficult to see this, that what other people are doing that from our view looks so unskillful and unhelpful and maybe even harmful. In some ways, it's difficult for us to remember that they're just trying to find something that makes sense for them. They're trying to find their way with what's really going to bring a sense of well-being. And we might hypothesize why, you know, different people have such different ideas, but that's not what this practice is about, is trying to figure it out. Instead, there's this invitation, is can we make room? Can we find space in our hearts for people who want to be happy just like we want to be happy? And separate their behavior from the person. Separate maybe what they say from what they are actually, from who they are as a person. When we do loving kindness practice, we say these phrases, you know, may you be happy. May I be happy. Kind of pointing to this universal wish for all of us to find some happiness. But can we find some space in which we can find happiness together? That is, can I act in a way so that my searching for or procuring, working with happiness, my finding my way with what's skillful, what's unskillful, what's helpful, what's unhelpful, doesn't impede, doesn't impact other people's sense of happiness? So that is, can we make some room in our hearts, some room in our minds to consider other people when we are trying to find our own way for happiness? As well as, can we find some room in our hearts, space in our hearts and minds, to recognize that when people are doing things that in our view are unskillful and unhelpful, maybe even harmful, to realize that they also are trying to find a way? And can we connect with that, with this thing, that this movement, this wish that we all share, that is this wish for all beings, for ourselves to be happy. And for some people, it's this for all beings to be happy too. And then maybe with loving kindness practice in particular is not only to make some space and some room for others, but can it be a warm-hearted space? Can it be a warm-hearted room in our mind? Can it be a welcoming? Can it have some kindness to it? This doesn't mean we have to make everybody our best friends. It doesn't mean we have to strive to love everybody. But what does it mean to just make room in our hearts, make room in our minds, not to completely close the door, not to shut down, not to shrink around these ideas, around other people? So maybe with that as an introduction, we'll begin some loving kindness practice, and we'll take an alert, upright posture, and a posture that maybe is a way, if this makes sense for you, that gives some spaciousness. Is there a way to sit, a way to begin meditating that has a sense of spaciousness to it? What does that mean for you? What does that mean for your body? It might be literal, like with physical movements. Or maybe it's more just a felt sense and idea in the body. So we can take 3 long, slow, deep breaths. Allowing some greater ease, some greater sense of well-being with the exhale. There might be a letting go of any tension we might find there. And then allowing the breath to return to normal, trusting that the body knows how to breathe itself. We don't have to change it or manipulate it. And just resting our attention on the sensations of breathing, wherever it might be easily accessible, supportive, maybe even spacious, whether that's the belly, the chest, maybe the feeling of air going in and out of the nose. Just hanging out with the sensations of breathing. Noticing the differences between an inhale and an exhale. just the natural flow of one breath after the other. And then expanding our awareness, having more space to include the whole body, maybe stretching in some kind of way the awareness. Can we have like a whole sphere of our bodies? It might be that you stretch out your awareness and then it gets smaller again. That's fine. Just stretch it out again. Maybe even just beyond the body, the space beyond. You can interpret that any way that makes sense for you. Maybe even very gently, like fill this sphere up with warmth and care. A warm-hearted attention, kind attention to the whole body. And just a little space beyond. And then to bring this sense of spaciousness to our loving kindness practice. So bring to mind somebody for whom it's easy and complicated to feel loving kindness, feel warm-hearted, some care, respect, goodwill. This might be somebody you have a relationship with. It might be somebody you don't know. You don't have a relationship with, or it might be even an imaginary kitten, puppies, or babies. And allow the warm-hearted feeling that you have towards this person in some kind of way to fill up the space. Again, if this is too complicated or it feels uncomfortable, just play around with it. There isn't one right way to do this. And then having this lovable being in mind, you can say these phrases. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. You might check in with the body and see if there can be a sense of well-being or warmth or spaciousness that supports you, that supports the cultivation of loving kindness. And then to stretch, expand our loving kindness to include ourselves in the same kind of way. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. May I be safe. May I be happy. May I be healthy. May I live with ease. What would it feel like to have loving kindness for yourself in a way that was spacious? Warm-hearted spaciousness. Is there a way in which that idea or suggestion can be supported? And then to expand the sphere even larger, even bigger, to include a neutral person, somebody that we don't know, somebody that it's not that we like them, it's not that we don't like them. We just haven't given them, we don't have a relationship with them at all. Might even be somebody on this Zoom call now. Can we make space for them? Bringing them to mind. Maybe it's the person that you see sometimes walking the dog. The person that owns the car that's parked near where you park your car, whatever it might be. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. It might be that with the neutral person, it's a little more effort to keep them in mind. That's okay. Just refresh the image. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Can there be some warm-heartedness for somebody that most likely we haven't even given much thought to? Can there be space for them? The opposite of being closed down. Maybe even expanding a bit more to include somebody who's mildly irritating, not the most difficult person we know, just somebody that we know, but sometimes gets on our nerves a little bit. We care about them. Sometimes they're a little bit grating. Can we make space for them? May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. And then in the last bit of this meditation, what feels like would be supportive for you right now? To stay here, practicing with somebody who's a little bit irritating. A neutral person, loving kindness for yourself, loving kindness for a lovable being, maybe dipping back into that. Or maybe even mindfulness, the sensations of breathing or of the body. What would be supportive? What would be skillful for you right now? And then to end this meditation, feel your feet on the ground. Feel the pressure of the chair or cushion against your body. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. So this idea of spaciousness, even like warm spaciousness, how is that related to loving kindness, to warm-heartedness? That's kind of like the opposite of being closed down, or the opposite of being constricted and not being willing to change our mind or change our views or have any flexibility. And care and respect is a lot about flexibility, kind of allowing people to be the way that they are, or allowing ourselves to be the way that they are. We are. It doesn't mean that we don't offer help or suggestions. It doesn't mean that we don't try to find the best way for ourselves. But can we find some spaciousness that allows space for other people to be how they are, or other things to be, or maybe just things to be the way that they are? So for those of you who have been to Happy Hour before, know that we often will go into breakout rooms to talk about some ideas here. So either you can talk about this idea of what is the relationship in your view, in your experience, the relationship between spaciousness and warm-heartedness. Are they different? Are they the same? Do they support one another? Or you can just talk about how that meditation period was for you. Talk about some of your, what came easy, what was difficult, what you weren't sure about, or whatever you might want to share. No need to share your deepest, darkest secrets, of course. So we'll have about 12 minutes, and to keep an eye on the time so that one person doesn't do all the talking, right? So just make sure that you're not doing all the talking. And of course, this is a great opportunity to practice some loving kindness, make space for others. And we'll meet for 12 minutes, and then I'll meet you back here. So have fun.
They will be beautiful. Thank you.
Hi, Michael. You're back in the main hall now. So, welcome back. And how was that? We have a few minutes. If somebody would like to report back how that was, this idea of spaciousness and loving kindness, or anything else, maybe the practice of being in small groups as opposed to meditating, whatever you'd like to share.
I wanted to share, I had a problem with my walls. So anyway, I found myself sometimes difficult to extend this warmth, and that was a way to measure how calm I was. And then I said, some people search for happiness. It might not be the nicest. So then, it's bad. But wait a second. Then I am the rightful one, righteous one, who knows what is the good way. And so I found myself without an answer. So then it's like, nope, no answer here, no answer there. I don't know where to go now.
And how do you feel now?
Observing when that happens helps.
Yeah. Sometimes we're trying to figure things out, and that can be a little bit of a type of a constriction. Not always, but sometimes there's a sense of like, oh, this has to make sense. I have to figure this out, and wait, there's this and that and the other thing. And so the invitation is, if you can, Felipe, to bring some spaciousness to that experience of, wait, there's this, the walls or whatever your experience might be, and see if you can bring some spaciousness to that. And that might allow some of the knots, quote unquote, you didn't use that word, this is my word, but some of the knots to maybe get a little bit untangled. Not that you're going to find necessarily all the perfect answers, but some of the problemness, maybe I'll say, some of the problemness might drain out of the situation. Does that help?
It is. Once you start moving a little bit away from the clinging and you just observe, things start to melt slowly.
Beautiful. Thank you. That's very nice. Thank you. Anybody else?
So, am I getting ready to go? Wait, let me turn on my volume.
Yeah. Okay, we can hear you, Barry.
Okay. I had a little bit of an epiphany during the meditation that was triggered by you telling us to bring to mind somebody slightly irritating. I just sort of realized that these people that we have different types of relationships with, either we love them or we can't stand them or they mildly irritate us or we don't care, are somewhat reflections of ourselves. So by giving metta towards these people, I am at the same time giving myself metta.
Beautiful.
My default is to give metta to all beings throughout the multiverse. I don't want to miss anybody, but I do see all these characters as a reflection of myself. So
nice. Yeah, right. There's so many things that we share. Of course, we're distinct, but there are so many things that we share too. This human experience. Nice. Thank you, Barry. Okay, so it's 7:00 and I don't want to keep anybody past their time. So with a deep wish that you can find some spaciousness and some warm-heartedness in your heart for others and for yourself too. Definitely for yourself too. And now maybe I'll unmute us all and we could say goodbye. Here we go. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye. Good night.
Thank you, Diana.
You're welcome.
Nice to have this time with you.
Thank you.
Yes. Bye-bye.